the great Bruce Jenkins of the San Francisco Chronicle. Bruce, good morning on this Sunday. How are you?
Hey, Marty. How's it going? Real good.
Well, you've gotten over the Cal debacle?
Oh, yeah. I got over it instantly. I've seen way too much of that to have any expectations. I just hope it's an entertaining game, and it really wasn't. But
Well, you had a great you used the line on our show, and you wrote it today, and with Cal sports, or Cal football, I guess, it never ends well.
No, never does. And you can take that to the bank. It's only 50 years, but I'm going with it.
Very funny. Well, I'll tell you, this last season, you know, the comebacks of Tampa Bay and St. Louis to get in, you know, overcoming, you know, Atlanta and Boston. And I thought that was pretty good. And I talked about the 67 pennant race and going, I remember it so well going down to the last day. There were so many teams that were in it. But this thing this year in the American League, National League, nobody knows who's playing anybody yet.
Yeah, the American League thing is crazy. It looks like I'm going to go on the road with the A's in their first series or the wild card game, which sounds exciting. But, I mean, I have no idea what to book or when. Or, I mean, there's just so many. It could be here, it could be there, it could be this team or that team. And aside from the inconvenience, I mean, I'm loving the drama. It's just fantastic. It's gonna be great. And that's what they hoped for when they designed this. Although, heck, last year's finish was as good as we've ever seen, probably in the history of the game. But it's still a great thing what they've done. I think for more than anything, because it places so much value on winning a division, and that's what some of this is all about.
Well, and the division races turned out exceptionally well this year in the American League. I mean, you've got Detroit and Chicago, and we talked about this about 6 weeks ago. Robin Ventura, Mike Matheny, you know, the new managers, how they're going to fare.
Yeah.
And here's Robin Ventura going against Jim Leland. And, you know, Leland saying, well, I'm looking at the scoreboard and the White Sox are getting beat. You're darn right I want to win this game, you know, and, you know, that kind of stuff. But I'll tell you, the truth of the matter is Mike Matheny, I got to hand it to him. He's got that Cardinal team right there, and they may be the Mike Quadi was on earlier. He picked Atlanta as the team to really watch out for. But I'll tell you, for me, it's the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are in this thing, and Lance Lynn goes today. They throw a pitcher at you every day.
They really do, and you're so right about Matheny. He's done a fantastic job. I mean, when he was here with the Giants, I think we all got a really strong sense that he'd be a manager someday. And, you know, the concussion syndrome got him into it a little bit earlier than he wanted, but he's well removed from his career now. You're just a real bright guy. I mean, you walk in there and replace Tony La Russa, you've got to have some confidence and some know-how and, you know, the ability to win over a bunch of guys who just came off a world title. And he's done that in terms of the team's belief and playing tough late in the game. And I mean, who can pick, you know, one game playoff? I mean, that's just
well.
I would pick the Cardinals just because I just like what they're made of, and you know, the Braves have been known to not come through in big situations, but it's always a different year, so it'll be pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, Chris Medlin is going to pitch that game for Atlanta.
Yeah. With Kim Kimbrell at the finish. I mean, that could be all they need.
Yeah. I mean, Medlin has pitched the 77 innings, given up 7 runs, you know, as a starter. Honestly, it's been something that's just, and Chipper Jones said it, this guy could be Maddox the way he's throwing. So that's a pretty good one. But Mike Quadi talked about today, and I think we all agree, you play 162, and you're going to win over 90 games, and, you're a good team. You play one game to get in. Come on, can't you play 2 of 3? I mean, at least make it somewhat fair.
Yeah, well, they were forced into it. They just wanted to railroad it in there this year. They couldn't wait. And, you know, the TV networks are thrilled because it'll be, you know, one night, a doubleheader with the two games on Friday. And it will be incredibly dramatic. It will be great television, but it's still wrong. I mean, back in the days of the 8-team leagues and the 154-game schedule, if you had a tie, they had a 2 out of 3 playoff, as you remember, with the 62 Giants and the Dodgers. And that's how it should be. I've always said each set of fans has to have at least one game if you're going to be in the postseason. I mean, come on, that's just common sense. And I really think they will go to best of 3, ideally next year, because they're going to have to, you know, create a way to open up October a lot more. They've done that with the regular season ends a lot earlier, which is good. So I really think they'll go to best of three.
Yeah, I think so. And by the way, the National League is the one that always was the enlightened league, and they would do, you know, two of three. You go back to 51 with the Dodgers and Giants and the Cardinals in 46 with Brooklyn. The American League was a one-game deal. Remember the Red Sox and Indians
in 48? Yeah,
the American League has always said, all right, one game's enough. Let's figure it out.
That's right, yeah, which is wrong. I mean, I don't know, the best of three just makes so much sense. I mean, you can get into it a little bit. I mean,
right.
The team that's not at home can look forward to going there, and the fans can get into it. And that 62 Dodger-Giant playoff just had all the drama you'd ever want. I mean, it was absolutely riveting stuff, and you know, that's ideally the way it should be, I think.
Well, thank goodness for Stan Williams, as they like to say.
Yeah, well, I wanted to kill Stan Williams as a kid in L.A. I think I told you the story. I ran into him in a bathroom one time, and it was just the two of us, and I thought, this is like 20 years later. I thought, this is my chance to get back at Stan Williams, but I quietly went along my way, and, He's about twice as big as I am.
Yeah, and Stan Williams is that guy. You know, I told you the story about him. You know, I forget, it was Buzzy Bavezzi, you know, because Stan Williams is a little bit of a wild pitcher.
Yeah.
And which we saw, of course, in the playoff with the Giants, and he got in trouble and lost the game. But Bavezzi said, look, if you walk 75 or less, I'll give you a bonus, a significant bonus. So he got to about 72 walks, and if he got three balls on any batter, he hit him. That was it. That was him. And then when Daryl Spencer became a Dodger, and he hated Daryl Spencer. Yeah. He had a book. I've had Stan Williams on the show. I love the guy.
Yeah.
He had a book of hitters that he didn't like.
Guys and, he had to get.
Oh, yeah. Daryl Spencer was in the book. Daryl Spencer became a Dodger, and all of a sudden it's batting practice, and he slams him. That was Stan Williams.
Yeah, but those were the times. You know, that sort of thing happened a lot more often back then.
Well, remember Billy North and Doug Bird?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Remember that? Billy North is hitting, and Doug Bird's pitching for Kansas City. It's a game in Oakland in 1978 or something.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Billy North charges the mound out of nowhere. It's like 6-2.
He couldn't wait.
He couldn't wait because Doug Bird hit him in the Northwest League.
Yeah, this was the time, and who knows? We might have had to wait another year.
Right.
He wasn't gonna wait that long.
Right. I'll never forget that. It's funny stuff. It's part of baseball. But, this playoff thing, the one game, is going to be pretty dramatic because even the A's could be in it. The A's could still win the division, but they could be in it. They could play the Yankees. They could be at home. It could be in the Bronx. It could be the Orioles.
What's going to be crazy is if, let's just say that they need a Thursday, you know, the off day to settle things, and then you have to go right around and play that wild card game Friday. I mean, getting there in time is going to be the biggest issue. I mean, I'd love to be on that charter flight where it simplifies things. In the old days, the beat writers would be on the flights, but those days are gone.
Well, maybe they ought to take you on this one. Just go in a disguise.
Maybe I'll bribe. Yeah, I'll bribe somebody.
Yeah, go as Mickey Morabito's twin. That's all. You know? He won't know. They won't be able to recognize you.
Yeah.
All right. I said this week, clinching early, honestly, it's almost like, it's like exhibition games. There's something about it. And for a ball club that relies on 1-8 and all the crispness of playing good baseball, I don't like it for the Giants.
No, it's a weird deal. Like today's lineup. I mean, Bochy's thing right now is, well, what little pieces of information can I find out now? I'm glad to see Huff out in the field. I mean, that'll be, I think we need to see that, even though it's first base. But, I mean, we need to see him, in a really competitive situation, not just taking a few cuts and then getting removed for a pinch runner. He needs to take another look at Belt and left field, but it's very spring-like. I mean, here you have teams just scratching and clawing to get in, and, God, who are we going to start, and all these decisions, and Bochy's trying to figure out whether he wants to stick Huff in there, you know?
Yeah, no, he's figuring out the travel squad to Tucson.
Yeah, really,
and that's what he's doing. But you're right, Huff, he's got to see what Huff can do physically, because this 12th pitcher versus the pinch runner for Huff is one of the – and I know he wants the pitchers. I've seen him operate enough. He wants as many. He'd like to have 14 pitchers.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I want to see one of those foul pop-ups, like well down the line where the first baseman has to go into a dead sprint to make it over the shoulder. I'd like to see one of those for Huff.
See, well, you're going to see it today because Lipscomb
gets
a lot
of
it.
The ball will find you. As Kuiper always says, if you don't want the ball to find you, it will find you.
Yeah, he gets a lot of late swings, and I'll guarantee you there'll be some action for Huff at first base. So my point earlier was, and some of the callers disagree with me, and, you know, I think the Dodgers come at the right time. They're in it. You know, they win today. St. Louis loses. They're a game back with three to go, and the Giants-Dodgers go at it. I like the fact that Kane gets the ball tomorrow, and then you got Zito in the mix as well. And it gets the adrenaline going again. It's Giants-Dodgers again.
Yeah,
you can knock them out.
That's true. That's a welcome relief from this San Diego series. We can all agree on that. I mean, the Dodgers are kind of hanging by a thread, but as long as they are in it, that's going to be some great stuff because, you know, pride takes over, and Bochy's not going to run a half-baked lineup out there for a lot of reasons. I mean, they need to get back in tune, and that's just what they would need going into the playoffs.
Well, that's what I think. And then, but the callers and, the you know, my public out there, and as Glenn Dickey calls them, the lunatic fringe. No, I don't say that. But, you know, a lot of people say, I don't want any part of the Dodgers. You know, I don't even want to give them a breath that they could get into this thing, that we could end up playing them again. I don't want to see them again. My take is, I would welcome I'd rather see the Dodgers in the NLCS than the Nationals
or
the Braves or St. Louis.
Than any of them.
You're right. Because the Giants can handle them.
Yeah, they can. They have. They're kind of reeling. You know, Kemp's got a really bad shoulder that won't go away. And we all know about, you know, the sort of malaise that sort of has settled over the club since they made all those deals. They're trying to find themselves. Probably won't do it till next year. So, yeah, I would definitely rather play them.
All right. So I got into this yesterday, and I'll ask you this. And, you know, teams that win pennants, and you know, you get, if you don't win a World Series, you get categorized as the Buffalo Bills. That's the, you know, all right, you're the Buffalo Bills, you're Scott Norwood.
Yeah,
you know, and who was it? Marv Levy? Marv Levy, right? The coach.
Yeah.
All right, so this season has been amazing, I think. All the adversity and just the way this is a ball club that can win 94, 95 games. And you know, if you asked me that in June with all that was going on, I'd say, wow, that's not going to be simple. Lincecum and all his trouble. Let's say they don't do that well in the playoffs. Let's say they get knocked out in the first round. How do you think this season will be looked upon?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, given that the fact that they won it in 2010 and have come back, you know, leading it, coasting in all the way. I read a story out of Washington that the Nationals players have sort of privately said, well, I don't want any part of that Giants team. I don't want to see Kane and Bumgarner on Saturday and Sunday at AT&T, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's certainly going to be a letdown. I think, you know, from a broader perspective, it's been a great year from the perspective that they've entertained the hell out of us for 162 games. The park has been packed. People have just been having great times. They're throwing Giants parties, or you know, at home, and the fan base is growing. And I just don't think you can say, oh, forget them. They're bums.
Yeah.
Horrible year. Let's go to the football season. You know, but you know, obviously. It would be disappointing, but I tell you, if they do go down, they're gonna lose to a very good team.
Yeah,
a team that would be picked to beat them in some quarters, even if it's Atlanta or St. Louis. So, you know, I like to look at the whole picture and what the team has meant to the fan base, and it's just been unbelievable.
And how it happens? I mean, if they went out in three and everyone got lit up, it's one thing. You go five games and somebody hits a walk-off in the fifth game off of, you know, your relief pitcher and, you know, the hearts are broken, but you sort of embrace it in a way. So I think that has a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah, I can't see them getting blown out to three and out. That doesn't seem very realistic, especially if they have the first two here, which is kind of the way it looks.
Well, it's going to be fun, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I'm glad that you're – now, what do you do after the wild card game?
Well, I think I'm down to do the A's on the A's road games in the division series if they get that far.
Okay.
And if they don't, I guess I'll join the parade of Giants, you know, We're not going to send too many people on the road because it's the economic times we're in. I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but yeah. I'll be in the mix somehow. And
oh, terrific.
Yeah, it's a hard question to answer because everything's so completely up in the air.
Yeah, you don't know where you're going to be going. All right, this is good. But, you know, the other thing, and again, you know, I want to thank you as I thank Ron Wotus today for, you know, we did this every weekend together. And
no, I'll tell you.
It's been fabulous just talking with you every weekend.
I just love to talk baseball, and if there's some historical perspective in there, you know, for me, all the better. You know, I'd write about the 68 Tigers every week if I wasn't boring my demographic. There's a lot of people out there who go back a long way and love to hear that. So it's been great, Marty. I mean, it's been a real privilege for me to be on so regularly, and I sure do appreciate it.
Well, again, the feeling is very mutual. But here we are. It's Sunday. The season's going to end. And it goes so quickly now. I mean, next Saturday or next Sunday when you and I talk, one game will be down already. And then, you know, and that's just in 6 days' time.
Yeah, well, these are times to really savor. And,
yeah.
Whatever happens to the to the local teams, I mean, this whole next month is going to be just fabulous. I mean, game almost every night, everything on the line, you got the TV on, and, you know, it's just great. It's great theater. I can't wait.
Yeah, very good. All right, Bruce, have a good Sunday. I appreciate it, and I'll keep watching to see where you're going. I'll give you my prediction. I think
when
the
you
A's.
Find out, let me know, will you? Let me know where I'm going.
I think you're going to Oakland, and
yeah,
I think the
going to Oakland. I'll be in Oakland Tuesday night. I know that for sure.
Well, I want to tell you this. I think the A's are going to win the wild card, and I think they're going to have the best record of the wild card. I think you're going to get a game at home on Friday.
Yeah, the wild card team would have the first two at home, which is
well. I think you'll get the wild card game. The
wild card game being here, that would be a huge thing for them.
Well, if you had to go, think about it. If you had the wild card game Friday, let's say in New York, and I don't know the tiebreaker, so I don't know how any of this works. It's so complicated. You have to get an accounting firm to figure this out. But let's say you know A's Yankees Friday in New York in the Bronx. A's win. All right. You're coming back here to take on the top seed, whoever that is.
That's right, because the first two games would be here for the which you know weird as it is, but yeah, they'd have to come right back here for Sunday and Monday. Yeah,
right. So you'd be flying to New York. You'd be the rubber band.
Yeah,
and
I tell you, I could live with a couple nights in New York and right back here. That'd be ideal for me.
Yeah. So that's my prediction. You'll be here on Friday for the A's wild card game.
Okay, I like it.
All right.
Down to that.
Have a good afternoon, and thanks again, Bruce.
Okay, you bet, Marty. Thank you.
All right. Always a pleasure. Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle right here on the Sports Leader.